Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Green Room Lounge in Deer, Wisconsin. It's time for Scott Rooter Podcast. And your co-hosts tonight, John Egan and Mike Esterkin. And Scott Rooter Podcast is Scott Rooter.
Hey!
Thanks. Wow. What an introduction.
I think Scott learned through the first hearing of his episode that he needs a more prominent introduction.
Yeah. Does he have to do his own?
He's running away from the microphone as he's announcing.
I know, and then you're just stomping on the stage as you jump up here.
I listened. So my podcasts are finally starting up on. I have a cold.
iTunes? Explain to the people.
I know, but I'm distracted. You guys have to sit closer, though, because the microphone.
We have to sit closer?
A little bit. Right. So I can. Okay. So the episodes are finally up on iTunes, and I'm trying to listen to them, and I realize how awkward the beginning is because I stumble, and Mike's trying to touch me.
I am actually touching you.
He's touching me.
I am succeeding.
He's trying and succeeding. He's a winner in his book.
He's doing a good job. So yeah, that's about it. That's why I did that. But hey, I realize my throat is really sore and my voice.
This is Scott Ruins Your Podcast with
we
Scott
did Rowan, that already.
And Mike Esterkin.
All right, your throat is sore. John and I were earlier at a wine tasting and we are both drunk.
Yeah. And this is
so
my
good luck with this one.
So
this
good
is
luck
my third vodka.
Oh well, then. I guess the plane is evened.
The plane is even?
The plane is even.
You mean like the playing field?
No, like a plane.
Yeah,
we're is
like
even?
A geometric. Because
we're all drunk. We're like all the pilots yeah together.
Yep, we're all together piloting on a geometric plane.
And there's a monkey on the wing.
And a
Will
mountain.
William Shatner. Wait there.
Or
just
John
interrupt
Lithgow
me in the middle of
that's
a
what
bit.
That's what I do now. When I drink, I interrupt John.
Wow, this already sucks. Good.
All right, Scott, topics. We have a hard 45 out. Now we have to start.
Okay, so on Facebook today, and this is not going to be relevant in like
what
3 months when
what
I release
that
this. But
Facebook will still be relevant.
Still Facebook. Did you hear of this Facebook kid? Did you know what it is?
What, Bill Cosby?
You see, the Facebook is a place where the kids look at pictures of the boobs.
There's boobs on Facebook, yes.
Probably, okay, I don't know.
So what happened today on Facebook, Scott? What happened?
Well, I saw someone posted a link that Andy Kaufman might not be dead.
No, he's dead. They already showed that he's clearly dead.
All right,
how did they show that?
They went, here's his coffin and his bones.
Jesus.
No, see, they didn't do that. You're lying.
No, they didn't. But they came out and basically said that apparently it was like a big stunt with his kids. That
yeah
they were like, hey, we're Andy Kaufman kids. And they're like, no.
That's still
the rest
pretty
of the world.
That's still pretty funny though. Well, like, that's an awesome like thing.
Oh, I agree.
It's good that his legacy has continued on that you momentarily believed it.
Yeah, it's
that's
not like
true.
You're like, oh, wait.
Yeah, it's not like they became bankers and like, oh, Andy Kaufman.
Bankers?
Yep. Yeah,
a bunch of bankers were going, bro, I'd like to look up for Andy Kaufman.
Let's open up his account. Blah blah blah.
Exactly.
Stocks.
Mike, we're both typing. What?
Banks don't handle your stocks. That's what stockholders are for. Buzzed them. Got them good. You gotta high five that. Yeah. All right.
Okay, but people were already debunking it last night, so it came out early last night, and then by basically 10:30, everyone's like bullshit. And then by
are we to a point though that we're not allowed to do any? Right, wait for the drink shaking. Are we to the point that no one's gonna be able to pull like practical jokes or impractical jokes even? Because like moments later, we'll be like, no, debunked. Snopes, looked it up.
No, it's
not true.
The problem with that though is this year and New Year's, not New Year's Eve, but April Fool's Day was the worst April Fool's Day ever because people would realize they'd see these articles days later and post them, and like, oh God, this happened, and it's like April 8th. But it was just from April 1st, and no one found it, and then they shared it later when they're fucking idiots. Does that make any sense?
No.
Okay.
Just barely.
She got it. So
it barely made
high
sense.
High five again. Right. Yeah, no, he's that
no,
time.
But I think you do have to be more secretive now. I know there are still like prank shows on the air, but you have to be very secretive about it.
Mm-hmm. There are prank shows on the air. Call back. Because I'm always afraid that I'm on if I have to wait for
other
something
episodes. Nice. All right. Nice.
I just touched your butt on accident.
That was on purpose.
This is
all right. Can I tell you about a prank or thing that I did not do? I had it thought out and then I didn't do it. I hesitated and I shouldn't have, but it could work. We could
still
do it.
That's like me with rape.
It is like you with rape as well.
I loved the reaction. That was a great.
I didn't. I didn't like it.
How uncomfortable it got. Okay, go ahead.
I have to admit though, if you rewind back like a minute, Mike said that sentence exactly the same way I would have said a sentence. He was well. I was gonna do it, but I didn't. I there was a thing. I mean, I could have done it, but I wasn't really. I mean, we're rubbing off on each other. We really Ew. Are. Yes, I'll rub off on you. I don't give a shit.
Rub off on me.
No, rub off on anyone.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not married.
You still can't rub off on us. Your lack of marriage doesn't mean you can rub
this
off.
This is an audio podcast. No one out there knows that I'm not.
No, I think we were talking about the rubbing off, not about the marriage part. We all assumed you weren't married. We just had no idea about the rubbing off part. All right, Mike, you had a prank.
I don't even fucking care anymore. Wait, can we swear on this? All right.
Yes. I already said.
No, because this could still work.
Okay. Not unless you you tell everybody though.
Oh Jesus! Shut up.
See, that's what I would do.
I am growing a beard as well. I'm turning into
Scott.
With
Scott.
I'm turning
about...
into Scott. All right. I'm turning into Scott.
You are. He's rubbing off.
And I have a daughter. From John's rape prank. I don't know. Whatever.
Whoa.
What?
Mike, bring it up. Your prank.
I can't. So what I was thinking was looking on Facebook, and sometimes I find news on Facebook. Like people will say, hey, this thing is happening, whatever. And then I was thinking, I was watching The Walking Dead, I was like, oh, if a zombie attack did occur, and I currently don't have cable TV, my news feed would be Facebook. I'd be like, people would be like, hey, this crazy thing's happening in New York, or what the hell? Oh my God, there's things happening. Don't go outside. And I thought, oh, that would be like an interesting like thing to watch, like a Facebook feed of a zombie attack. And then I thought of creating a fake thing, like a War of the Worlds deal, like everyone who's involved in it, it'd be like a flash mob on Facebook. Like we decide on one day, we're gonna do a fake zombie attack today. So everyone just start posting things like in the morning, like, hey, my neighbor's acting really weird. He's outside like wandering around the yard, and then this building blew up. I don't know why. People are running everywhere. And like, you gotta seek shelter. And like, just everyone like posts like random things about zombie attacks. That, and it'd become
that actually has happened a couple of different posts where people have done that. Like a little bit where the all a group of friends will come together where
has it been zombies?
Yes, well not real zombies, but they've come together has and pretend there's a zombie apocalypse and people who are friends have been freaked out. I'm sorry, but it's happened. But
that's the other problem with technology. There's no actual new original ideas
original
anymore.
Ideas. Well, and the same thing where
no,
people
I'm not doing anything anymore.
Where people as a group. People as a group have come together and had the same profile picture and the same type of statuses, so they'll talk to each other and they'll all post the same thing, so everyone gets freaked out. They're like, why is everyone the same? And then they'll feel like they have to like join in and like message everyone. I'm like, should I be on this picture?
A couple bunch of years ago.
Oh, that's my favorite treat, the couple bunches.
Couple bunches of years
with
ago.
With the coconut in the middle and the chocolate on the outside and the pink dressing.
Pink dressing.
It's a rape thing.
Oh. Well, I was going to say a couple.
I did not beat any of that, by the way, everyone. I don't like, I got really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
I did.
No, he did that to somebody else. Boom.
Oh, Scott, over the line.
No.
We were having fun.
You know
fun
what? We were having fun, and you pushed it over the line.
You just ruined everything.
I forced it over the line.
Oh, forcing.
No, please. Just a high five. But I was going to say, a couple of years ago, when LiveJournal was still relevant, I started like 5 LiveJournal accounts because
why?
I started writing
Wait,
a
why?
Because I started writing a story, like involving one character, and he moved into this house, into this apartment building, and the story, like, and I like just followed numerous people, and I started writing the story about how this guy just moved into his first apartment after college, or he's still in college, and it's like all different characters in the story had their own LiveJournal accounts and then they reply to each other, but it was about like his apartment being haunted, and slowly the story started like wrapping everything together. It was really cool. I didn't get any followers after like the 5th day, but I gave up pretty easily.
Oh, so you started like a very complicated LiveJournal interluding accounts and no one did
that. I own like 5 characters worth, because then there's like him, his girlfriend, she was in a different state, and the girl down the hallway was like another student, so like he was interested in her, but he still had a girlfriend. But then you found out like later, it was like she was involved in all this weird shit. It was really cool. But
I could see why it lost interest because everyone just did now.
I will say it's a very cool idea.
As you were talking, John wandered away.
But then
I was listening. No, I think you had five different characters.
But then the problem with that is then that was around the time that Lost Girl became popular.
Who?
And Lost Girl. Oh, sorry. Lonely Girl? Not the TV show. That just came out a couple years ago. I don't fucking know.
She's not lost. She knows where she is.
She's just lonely.
She's just lonely. She just has nobody. She knows where she is.
Because Boone died. I just spoiled something. Seven years old. Boone died in Lost.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Boone dies in Lost.
That was like...
The guy from Vampire Diaries dies in the first season
the
of
guy,
Lost.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't
it's
make
over.
To season
it's okay.
two.
Yeah, the guy... when they pick up the season, who's this guy? No one cares. All right, it's over.
I don't...
Call back to first episode.
But you're rubbing off on me now, because I don't...
No, I'm not rubbing off on each other.
I don't spoil things, and I just blurted it out. But
what you do? Now going back to that episode, we all went in a
spoilers.
Big circle.
Spoilers? Yes. Can I talk about spoilers?
Yes.
Maybe.
I will anyway, regardless of permission.
What kind of spoiler?
Jesus, shut up.
I just wanted
to... So I watched Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Oh,
the original.
The original one.
Okay.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Nope. The original one with my daughter. She's 10.
Yes.
And she had never seen it. I had actually never seen it either. But I know it. So we watched it on Netflix. And about 20 minutes in the movie, she's like, hey, so he's on another planet. Why on the cover of the movie is there the Statue of Liberty on the beach? I'm like, fucking spoilers on the cover of the
yes!
DVD.
Because
that's the end shot of the movie.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, A, good catch, 10-year-old. B, why would you put a spoiler on the DVD thing? And I was trying to think of other DVDs and other movies that have spoilers in the cover art. And the only one I could think of was Psycho, where she's kind of like there screaming like she's being murdered in the
or
shower.
Or Sixth Sense, where it says Bruce Willis is dead.
Yeah, it shows his gravestone. Yeah. And the back, it's like, Bruce Willis plays a dead character.
You know, if you guys are going to take this seriously, 2001 in space. I'm not going to take this seriously. I thought I had a relevant thing.
No, I agree. That's absolutely... That's the first time I've ever seen that encounter where they actually do a major spoiler right on the cover.
It's a huge spoiler.
2001 yeah. Space Odyssey, you see the baby on the cover. That's in the movie.
That's a strange spoiler because it
that's
doesn't...
Yeah, because the movie spoiler, makes no sense.
It just makes you go...
I've never seen the movie.
Or the fact
you've never seen 2001?
No.
It's okay.
I was just,
got to get high and watch it. Then
I've seen it. That's the problem. I've only seen sober.
Oh,
so when they're doing a 20-minute acid trip, I'm going, why am I doing this?
Oh, yeah. No, it gets good.
I was going to say Shining, but it's not really. Because the cover Shining, it's him looking through the door. But that's not really a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, but it is.
Because it's pop culture.
Advanced.
Everyone.
No, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing with the Planet
and like
Apes,
Seven,
too.
Where there's seven deadly sins, and you didn't know that until going in.
I don't know.
What are the seven?
Scott,
what are the seven deadly sins?
Name
one. Jesus.
Sloth.
Okay.
Gluttony.
Okay.
Lust.
Okay.
Greed.
Ooh.
Lies. Videotape.
Videotape?
And sex. Is it
videotape?
Sex, lies, and videotape?
Yes.
You think videotape is a seven deadly sins?
I don't know what the other ones are. Laziness. You eat a lot. You drink. You sleep a lot. You fuck a lot, and then you steal a lot. I don't know what other ones are. What
I don't think stealing
greed?
Is one of them.
Yeah, greed. No. Greed.
Greed is yes.
Revenge. Is that one?
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Wrath.
Wrath. That's what it is.
Which is kind of vengeance. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the movie.
And Donatello.
Is it Pride? Pride of Dylan?
Michael. Pizza. Pizza. The guy steals the pizza. So theft. He's. I haven't seen this movie in so long, and I have it on Blu-ray. I don't know how this works. I don't know the way. Mike, you name the other missions.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know.
In 12 years a slave, by the 13th year, he's no longer a slave.
What?
Wait. Now I know he doesn't die. Thanks, John.
It was 12 years a slave.
Yeah, but he could have been
and 1 year,
a corpse.
12 years a slave, and then dead.
Yeah. And then... That many years ago, dead.
Oh.
1,000.
Scott, where is your notebook of topics?
It's in this pocket.
All right.
Have we explained to these people who have not been here before what the...
Holy shit, you do that every time, and then when I explain what the podcast is, you're like, what? They know what a podcast is. For the people who haven't been here before, This is a podcast. We're recording it.
They know what a podcast is.
But you're live, so in 4 months when you're on iTunes, you can be like, I was there.
Yeah, the first episode is up.
Huh. Yeah, it sounds all right.
Four more, I think.
Will you...
I've been writing down the episode names, though.
Four more.
Oh, I can't do it without music. Sorry.
You think there's a stuttering DJ somewhere?
Oh, no, yeah.
He's awesome. No, he's just.
You guys, it's time for Kesha.
Kick it.
He is awesome. No.
No, he's terrible. He's really bad.
I was gonna start beatboxing, but I can't beatbox.
Go for it. Try beatboxing.
No.
Scott, go. Try again, please.
One, two, three. It's pretty good, but you'll laugh halfway through.
My throat is sore, guys. I need to refresh it.
If I may promote, then another show we do, Scott Does Stuff.
Scott, you gonna have me beatbox?
Scott may have to beatbox. I'll get some 1980s breakdancers in here.
Okay. And the last member of Run DMC to help him.
The last one. Is it only does it down to one?
There are only two of them, right?
I thought there was
you said last
three?
Number. I don't know.
I thought there was
four.
Four?
There's four now?
Of Run DMC?
Only one died? There should be more reunion
concerts. I think Run DMC's still around. All of them, yeah.
Which
it's,
one? The Run or D or
no,
MRC?
it's Beastie Boys. One of them passed away.
Yeah, that one died.
No, but somebody of Run DMC died, right?
Maybe.
Yes, the DJ.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Dave Matthews Band. Norton. The drummer died.
Edward Norton, yes.
No More American History X 2, which we were really waiting for.
Wait, Edward Norton died?
No, Andy Kaufman died.
Oh, shit. I thought he just died.
Kaufman.
Here I come to see the day.
That wasn't really him singing that skit. It was him lip syncing.
Well,
yes.
Thanks for ruining.
That was half the joke, guys.
His one moment of actual referencing.
Who? John's or mine?
Yes, John's. You fucked it up.
John referenced.
Notebook.
I never saw it.
Pull out your Ryan Gosling and let's go.
Pull out. Can we call you? Can we call you Notebook? Your Ryan Gosling
sure.
Right now on.
All right.
Stop rubbing off on him.
Topics.
I saw there was writing before.
Farmer's market.
Well, that was worth the wait.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what a farmer's market
is? What do you mean you don't know what it means? You're the host.
You know what a farmer's market is.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Tom Cruise, you've got a Mavi coming out? Explain what that means.
No, I wrote down possible...
Mike, you're Tom Cruise. You're
I'm Tom Cruise? I'm not going to be Tom Cruise.
No, I wrote
too
down...
That's true. You're not 4'11".
I wrote topics down, but not for this episode. So I just have two topics, and one I already covered. So, Spoiler alert. I do have a whole page of secrets, though. I'm not going to...
A whole page of secrets?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do just that.
Not yet.
Whole page.
All of them?
Right, yeah, we're 20 minutes in. We have a hard 40
We are not even 20 minutes in.
We are literally 20 minutes.
But that was that's not counting when we came on.
That's what she said.
We came. No, no.
I'm sorry. I'm amazing.
I have not heard a good "that's what she said" joke in a little while.
And that wasn't one.
No, everyone else. We all clapped in agreement.
Once. You goaded them.
We are buying time for you to look through that notebook. Stop breaking the reality wall.
Oh, that's what you're doing? I wasn't even... No normal photos.
No with... normal photos? That's...
Do you just write random nouns in here?
Beard flop.
Beard flop?
Oh, no, that's... That one's too gross right now. See, okay, here's the problem.
Right now?
No.
Beard flop.
No, no, it's not the word it says, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're rubbing off on yourself now.
That's what I call my beard flop. This is the cover of my chin, so don't... No, I was going to say, okay, when we do the secret parts, because we every episode we go through, we each tell a secret, because then it makes us more open with the audience, and we feel closer to the audience feels closer to us, and we feel closer to each other. It's just a good therapy for me and everyone.
You want to know a little, you want to hear a fun story?
Yes.
Right before you introduced us, John and I were standing off on the side of the stage there, and I said, hey, I didn't think of a secret, and he went, oh, shit.
So
and then we both just kind of make them up on stage here.
Wait, you make them up or you think of them?
No, we think of them, but we don't pre.
So you didn't really shoot an AK-47?
No, I did.
You don't really listen to conservative talk radio?
I do. Thank you.
Let's see what other ones I wrote down.
You write them down?
Yeah. Episode one. I haven't been keeping up, though, because I only have two from you.
Oh, okay.
Turns down conservative radio. Oh, my mouth is slurring.
Wait, let me just replicate what he said.
No, okay. Because
you turned into Bowser from Shauna Na for a second.
I like
that reference is for a limited audience.
I like Bowser from Mario Kart.
Also for a limited audience.
Note our stunned silence. Will you read from your secret?
I was going to say, my secrets have been slowly building up, and after last episode, I want to go back down to the easier end, because last week I talked about how I...
Wait, do you have ones that are built, do you have one more building up ones?
I don't know. That's what I did last week. Cross that one off.
Do you have ones that are bigger that you want to...
Yeah, not really, but...
Go bigger, go home.
Well, man. Depends what kind of, do you want to make...
I can tell one.
What?
Will that
mine? Happen? Did you just read my book?
No.
What? Did you tell one of my secrets or one of yours?
I was going to offer my own.
Oh, okay. Do it. I dare you.
It's a good idea. Give me time to think of one for me.
Okay. This is a secret.
You didn't think of
it. Oh, I could have lost my virginity 3 years earlier than I did.
That is an opinion. That is...
It's a fact.
No, it is not a fact. No.
It's a fact.
That is not a fact.
No, it's a fact.
That's not up to you.
It's a fact.
No, losing your virginity is never up to you.
No. Just the rapist.
But...
That's the way you want to lose your virginity, with rape.
Right. I tell you, on the timetable I had... I could have lost my virginity three years earlier than I did.
So at 22?
25?
No, I could have lost at 18.
Oh, the legal age.
Oh, 18, 19.
That sounded way more creepy than it was supposed to.
Yeah, it was. So I was in my freshman dorm room, and I came home one night, and I had like one drink, and I came home to pass out. My roommate brought a bunch of people in our dorm room. So it was me and my roommate and four girls and one other guy. So we decided to just start listening to music. And I had picked up some skills from my older friends how to get women. And that is listen
beatbox
to Disney
skills.
Music.
Oh.
Listen to Disney music. It works. So we were listening to music and then we started seeing A Whole New World. And I knew it. Because look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say I'm a girl
who has is this Aladdin?
Everything.
Is this Aladdin or Little Mermaid?
That's Little Mermaid.
It's Little Mermaid.
Okay. Oh, God. Boy. Okay. That's
why you didn't get laid.
Yeah.
Just learn the songs. There's five of them.
So as we were wrapping up the night, the girl goes, so we were going around my dorm room, checking out things, looking at weird things. And so I had a fake Duff beer thing full of condoms. And for some reason, we brought it up. And so they saw it. And so I had taken a condom and put it in my pocket. And then...
Locked and loaded.
Who knows? Isn't and she goes, neat? Do you want to walk me back home? And I went, yes. And for some reason, I took my condom and put it back in the Duff thing. For no reason. And so I walked her home. And and she went, well,
I know. Wait, explain that more. Explain that more a little bit.
Derper derp could mean another
It's a very simple derper derp. It's a walk back, lay in bed, talk a little bit, make out, get naked. And so as soon as you get naked, she goes,
which derp was the naked part?
The last one.
Derp
derp derp derp derp
derp derp derp.
And so then she goes, where is your condom? I went, oh no. But I had chosen not to bring it, and that's my own fault.
Mm-mm. Because if she invited you back to her apartment, she should have had one too. Bing a ding, ding a ding.
It's not up to you, is what I was saying.
Oh my
saying.
God, it's only 60% my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a crash.
My life has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just,
so we didn't have sex, and I could have, and I probably could have been more confident from that moment, and been more happy with myself, and have more sex. Yeah,
but
ugly people.
But at the same time, she could have been. She could have been.
I went to GB. She was a hippie. She wasn't pretty, but she wasn't ugly.
So
she
they don't need shit. Hippies don't need condoms.
Exactly.
They use hemp.
I did. I did try to get a BJ out of it, and she refused.
Oh well, then it wasn't up to you. Then condom didn't matter. That's the
20% my fault.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad I shared the secret, because now I feel better.
I was going to say, she could have been really whorish, and she used up all her condoms anyways.
That's very true.
So you could have, now it's 40%, like, 90%, because you went for the
whoring. My fault? 90%?
I'm lost on the percentages here. But.
Math.
I know what... That explains it. Thank you. Clears it right up. Math.
All right, that's my secret. Thanks, everyone.
Nice one. That's good.
Oh, by the way... And my roommate and I, we weren't on the best of terms, and we were like best friends that night. And then as soon as I came home, apparently that was the girl he wanted to get with.
Oh.
Right? And so I go, well, that was weird. And he goes, what do you mean? Well, me and this girl hooked up. He goes, oh. And he went to bed, and we really didn't talk to
But you didn't really hook up with her, though. You just kind of like tried putting
a lot.
Loop.
We did everything except blowjobs and sex.
We did everything except for stimulation.
You did, like, crafts.
I would just say I came back to the dorm room lighter than I went there with.
So you had... Because he walked, it's exercise. He burned some calories.
Now he's talking about the jism.
So you jizzed in her bathroom?
Oh, no, we did 30 burpees.
Oh.
No. What do you mean? Why would you assume I jizzed in her bathroom? Is that like a common practice you have? Is when you go over to someone's house, like, I want to lose some weight. Jism, bathroom, jism.
That is the worst way to lose weight, by the way.
Is bathroom,
I don't know.
Jism.
Feels better than walking on a treadmill.
I guess that's the least effective way to lose
weight. Yeah, there you go. Or if you jizz on a treadmill.
Yeah, because they don't add traction on the treadmill. You know, like... It would dry. He's like,
can I have
the gross one.
Can I have another vodka?
This is not my secret because I haven't thought of one yet. But let me just say, this is one of my fears that this podcast would devolve into talking about jism, and it has come true.
Episode 6, motherfuckers.
Scott, your secret.
I wasn't ready yet.
I just told a 20-minute story.
It's a good one.
About almost losing my virginity.
Well, you should have told a better one. No, not a better one. Longer one. I'm just going to write in this. I don't know. These aren't that good. I don't know. Because yours is better than mine now.
This is an audio podcast.
No, so, this is dead air, but so, talking.
Okay, one of the things I wrote, I don't take normal photos with celebrities. That's fucked it.
Cool.
Lost that off.
Go on.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You don't take normal photos?
Like, I don't
normal like the cat.
Yeah, I don't steal Garfield's blanket during pictures. No, like when you're taking a picture, I don't just go like, oh, I'm with this person, smile. I always just like I'll do whatever, just weird, like I'm hugging the shit out of them with a weird face, or I'll just be overexcited, like it's a really hard thing to do over this thing.
Oh no, it's not hard. You just get uncomfortable being normal with a regular picture.
No, because it's boring. It's like, oh, we're smiling. That's not fun. That's not.
Why not?
Because if you post it on Facebook, people are like, oh yeah, you're smiling. Fucking boring. Next. But if you post something where like you're picking up the lead singer of your favorite band, they're like, oh shit, that's cool. Funny.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. I don't think you could just.
No, because I've had pictures favorite. With like T.J. Miller, Jimmy Pardo, other big comics.
Bill Burr.
Right, well, and you'll get like 30 likes for it, so you can still have a normal picture.
It begs the question as to why you would take a picture with a celebrity. What is the reason for taking that picture? Is it so you can remember, I met this person? Or is it to show off to other people, go, hey, I met this person, and
60,
look at this
40.
Funny thing.
It's one of those things where I'm like, hey, I met this person. I'll always remember I met this person. But then years later, I'm like, well, I know I met this person. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm like, I know I met this person. I swear to shit. Now. Like, I met this person. But then, like, years later, like, at least you can look at the picture and like, oh, look how funny it is. Look at that picture of Matt Flynn. Yeah, we met Matt Flynn and we took a picture. Who cares? But the stupid, ugly face I have and the cheese, it's hilarious. Son of a bitch. Fucking... You guys have the same wine? Oh, fuck.
Oh, by the way, this is backstory.
How do you drink red wine on purpose?
Matt.
I don't. Every time I drink red wine, it's accidental. I just.
I need another vodka, apparently.
I think the people on who are listening to this are going to need some explanation as to what's happening.
Okay, so there is a picture when we used to be at another bar.
Oh, that meant,
the Packer
I meant about
players.
The
oh, never mind.
No, but go ahead. No,
the Packer players used to come, and the backup to Aaron Rodgers was Matt Flynn. And New Year's Eve, we were all drinking and all eating pizza, and Matt Flynn came up, and he's a very attractive man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
a lot of the girls like him.
I give him a six.
So then he's a 7.5, you smug asshole. And so and so he goes, can I have a piece of pizza? We're like, fuck yeah. He goes, you sure? Yes. So he takes a piece of pizza, and it's the perfect like pizza grab where he takes a piece of pizza and the cheese stretches. And then
like
Scott
Charlotte's
is right
web.
There eating pizza in his fat face. And so we take a picture of him eating pizza while Matt Flynn is doing the most photogenic picture in the world. He's just looking at the camera going, I'm attractive. And so we take the picture, and it's the greatest picture ever.
And I'm giving like the face like, ooh, look at all the pizza. But my face looks like, ooh. Yeah, oh.
You mostly give the faces that this is my good friend, and that's where you became best friends.
We're
with
best
him.
Friends.
BFF. Best friends. And where did he play before the Packers?
The college he went to.
And what college was that?
The University of State.
Louise.
Well, okay, you already said Louise. I thought you were going to say Louis Anderson.
Yes. College of Louis
State.
Anderson.
Louisiana State.
And then where did he get drafted to?
Holy fuck. Eagles? I don't know.
The Packers.
But
after the Packers, he went to the
Gulls.
Seagulls, yep. The Toronto Seagulls.
Seattle.
Okay. Seattle.
Oilers.
Seattle Oilers.
Seattle Ravens.
Nope, it's a bird. Go.
Oiler Packers.
Eagles.
No.
Ravens.
No.
Seahawks.
Yeah!
Oh!
Then he got traded to the Oakland
Raiders.
Ah, all right. So then he was dropped and went to the Buffalo
Sauce. Are they still
the Wings?
The
yeah.
same band?
No, the Buffalo Sauce never. Oh, Gary's showing everyone the picture.
Oh, okay.
You should put it on the website.
Maybe it'll be the picture of in the iTunes.
That
maybe.
Should be the Scott. Does stuff picture.
Actually, the funny thing is,
Scott does Matt Flynn.
I do. No, no. Well, actually, this if you listen to chronological order, if you go on iTunes, Scott Does Stuff. That's the channel I put my web iTunes podcast on, and I have a We Deliver podcast, and then a this one Scott Ruins Their podcast. And actually, in the second episode of We Deliver, we talked about this story already.
That's amazing.
So if so,
what's your secret?
So you have crossovers?
My secret? Well, I just usually sit there until the celebrities come to me. Wait, a real secret or the... Wait. I'm
oh,
really...
so you don't like normal celebrity pictures.
I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking buzzed.
It's strangely aggressive just then.
Let's fucking pour this on my shirt.
Sip the... There you go. Okay, so you don't like taking normal celebrity pictures.
No, I yeah, it's funny.
Say normal.
What do you mean normal?
No, Egan, say normal.
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 You keep saying normal.
I'm saying
you
know,
normal
celebrity
is,
pictures?
That's the cat in Garfield. The,
yeah, the gray one.
Okay.
Garfield.
Normal. You keep saying normal.
Normal?
Normal.
Normal celebrity pictures.
This is going to blow your guys' mind. Not really. It blew my mind when I was like 10. But normal? When normal is a boy cat.
Yeah.
But it's a boy cat. I think maybe because but it has like the giant eyelashes.
That's the best way to make a point when you don't know the facts.
No,
but thanks Fox News.
But Nermal has like Nermal has big eyelashes. Like oh, it's obviously a girl, but it's a kitten. But when it shows Garfield's a kitten,
like in Bug's Life,
his eyelashes.
Where Dennis Leary is a ladybug, but he's a guy.
Yes.
Wait, Scott, say kitten again.
Did I say it weird again?
You just say it.
Kitten.
It's adorable the way you
no.
say
no
kit. You say kit very pronounced.
Kitten. There was a word I found out via a Comedy City remote that
Blumpkin?
I can't. No, no. That I can't. That I realized I was saying wrong all these years.
Penis.
What's although, in reference to that, I've been saying it a lot more often now.
You haven't.
I don't feel comfortable now.
For fans of the podcast, that was a problem Scott had earlier. He couldn't.
That was one of my secrets. I don't like saying it. It's
but you couldn't say it before.
Well, I could, but I just. But there's a word I apparently was pronouncing wrong. I was adding a syllable to it. What's the thing that?
Pussy.
That were you gonna say placenta?
No, pussy. Yes. Instead of pussy.
No. What? It was during a Comedy City show. I'm not going to tell a bunch of like little kids, hey, kids.
Pussy. Oh.
Pussy.
But what's the thing that Santa comes down? Don't
the
see your mom.
Machine.
Mrs. Claus. Oh.
The brick and mortar. comes down, not up.
Whatever, Mrs. Claus is freaky.
A squirt is standing up.
On the North Pole, nothing. No, gravity's fucked.
Whoa.
Gravity's fucked on the North Pole.
What can't you say?
What's the brick and mortar thing that Santa comes down in Christmas?
Chimney.
Yeah. What do you say? How do you say?
Chimney.
Are you serious? You didn't know what a chimney was?
No, he probably says a chimney.
Chimney. Chimney.
That's adorable.
Chimney.
Because you were a girl, I'd fuck you.
Because you're a.
You well, here are some other words.
That is adorable that he says chimney.
What is this that you push?
Enter.
A
button?
Yes.
Did you say button?
Button. Or button. Or the things you put in devices like double A's and D's and all that stuff.
Anal beads.
What? I was coughing. I wasn't gagging. No, like the you buy them on Christmas.
Batteries.
Yeah. How many syllables did you just say?
Batteries.
Batteries.
Was it battery?
Yeah.
Batteries.
Put in batteries. Put in batteries.
Batteries. That sounds weird.
Two syllables. Batteries.
Batteries.
So need some AA batteries.
Isn't it batteries?
Probably. Yes. But I also say kitten.
That's fine. Kitten. You didn't say
car.
That's how you're saying batteries.
Batteries.
Exactly. That's wrong. That's way too little syllables. That's like saying kuh.
Well, is it? Because he's saying wait.
But I'm
he's
making up for it in chimney.
You say no, that's true. It all evens out.
Yeah.
Not but, how the language works.
But when Garfield's a kitten,
no, but the point
he
is,
has eyelashes.
He's a boy. He says battery, and you still know what he means.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's a tree with bats?
I do.
Do you?
Nice. I love bat trees.
Bat trees.
They're adorable.
A doorbell?
How are...
Yes! That was a great joke. You all should have laughed for like 10 minutes. I'm just letting you know that was a brilliant
a
joke.
A doorbell?
A doorbell.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you ruined the joke.
All right, well, oh, again.
Oh, adorable. Doorbell?
Ah! Dora the Explorer.
No,
do you think they call her Dora because she's adorable?
No.
Probably not.
Because she's Mexican.
What does Dora mean in Mexican? Or Spanish?
It means
the door.
Door. That's
the female door. It's a Dora.
Oh.
The door explorer.
The male door is Doro.
And it's Dora. And explora means explore. So the explore door.
You know, I think it's called Dora the Explorer. It's not explora.
Nope.
Dora the Explorer.
Fuck her in the ass.
Whoa.
She's like 8.
Please. Explore the door.
That's the Sagittarius.
She's not 8, though, by this time.
She's a cartoon.
Your secret, Scott.
So, again, yeah. I guess I have to get to that now.
We have a hard 4 minutes.
We have 4 minutes.
No,
left.
We it took like 4 minutes to get up here, so we have a hard 8. Does it say cunt smile?
Probably not. I'm gonna guess it doesn't say that. I am going to make the leap and say that it doesn't say
cunt
smile.
It's still from the last one. Celebrities can't.
No,
smile.
It's not gonna say celebrity cunt smile either.
No,
it doesn't help.
No normal pictures of celebrities can't smile.
Can't
and then I wrote
smile.
Wink. I did the wink one already. Oh god. Well, I guess. No, what I wrote, I thought it was beard flop is beard floss.
What?
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, go ahead. You've piqued your interest.
This is gonna make people really gross.
It's gonna make us
Do
gross.
Do you floss your beard?
No.
Do you floss with your beard?
You
Yeah.
Oh!
Only when I'm at work.
Oh! Like the back teeth, dude?
No, it's like...
just the front one?
Like if I'm
Wait a minute. Explain what you do.
Explain it. Yes.
I don't like this one.
Let's you wrote it down. You wrote it down.
This
you
is the greatest thing that's ever happened on
it's
Earth.
It's better than cunt smile.
Fuck. I would rather have non-sliced bread than to hear you talk about floss beard.
It's true.
I'm just
you
saying,
tear the bread.
Sometimes when you're at work and you have some lunch meat
sure.
or some chicken
yep.
and it gets caught up here, I'm yep. like, well, the business yep. business cards aren't working right now. Because normally, I use like business cards or pieces
yeah.
of paper, like Post-its,
yeah.
and like just dig it out.
Yeah.
You don't bring floss to work. You're
no.
not a weirdo.
No, you're not a weirdo. What a weirdo.
I have floss in my cabinet at work.
Oh, you have a cabinet. I don't have a cabinet. I have a drawer. So what I do, if it's just something, I can't get it, I'll just be like, which ones look longest?
Oh!
And I pull it out and go.
You pull it out and then utilize it.
Yeah.
So you're like, it's like a MacGyver move, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
No, you don't understand how thick my hair is. It's like, you can't break
That's
it.
That's like taking a pube and doing the same thing.
No, I shampoo my
it's
beard.
Not muff. All right, that's...
It's the hairy vagina.
Let's focus on your beard.
No, that's it.
I'm saying anything but floss to floss is gross.
Not even paper?
No.
What? You don't take a post-it note, fold it in half,
and
go... Hello,
toothpick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're okay with toothpick?
That's a normal way to clean your teeth.
Well, I'm not defending this. I'm just saying...
I'm a person. I'm not a thing.
I'm saying, why would I use
No,
paper?
This meant the activity.
I just realized I didn't eat dinner.
Well, then you don't have to floss, so we're all saved that.
No, I mean...
Mike and I went to Tattletown. Which is a great restaurant in Green Bay. Sponsors. Ding!
Do you think
afterwards, I flossed with my pubes. It's not true.
Tattletown, Green Bay, where you can get a giant pretzel and floss with your pubes. Tattletown.org.
I don't think that's the podcast. Jesus. Website is called. Website. I'm fucked. I really... What is your secret?
Let's do fake commercials for Tattletown. Mike, go.
Tattletown Brewery, where we drink the beer when you have food time.
Scott.
Hey, Tattletown Brewery, what you doing? I'm just hanging out serving people the best food in movies. Movies? What do you mean? In the summer, we show movies on the porch. What a fucking good idea. Do it. Yeah, we do it. We have some crazy pizzas, too. Fuck, you put a... turkey sandwich on a zucchini bread? Yeah, fucking bring it. I did. I ate it. Good. Tattletown Brewery. Bring it. You shitty.
That was
going
to cost you $1 million.
Yeah, we're over 30 seconds on that one.
What's your commercial, John?
Tattletown, where we take a white guy and turn him black for Donald Driver. Eat our food.
What the fuck does that even mean?
They got it. There was a white guy outside of Tattletown catching a ball, and they turned it into Donald Driver.
Like magic?
Like magic, yep.
Yep, not paint, just magic.
They did it with black magic.
They had Chris... they had Chris Angel come and be like, I'm a douchebag. Wow.
Has he still been around?
That's his abracadabra. I'm a douchebag.
His show was on the other day, and I wanted to murder everyone.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Why doesn't anyone like Houdini him? Like, just punch him in his appendix. The good magicians
That's
are all
good
dead.
Joke. That's a good joke. Remember that.
I won't.
It's recorded, luckily.
Whoops! Just kidding. It's recording.
We have a hard negative one.
No, we have a hard three.
Dicks.
Oh,
Mike, what's your secret?
I don't have one. I told you I prepared that.
You had 40 minutes.
Well, but as we rambled, I figured we wouldn't get to me.
I saved.
All right. Mine is that I'm an English major and I still have trouble with then and than.
Ooh.
Really?
That's... Why does every time I do a secret, it just like stuns the room to weird, weird silence?
You know, all right, now, so wait. Like it's harder than not, or harder than not.
What's the difference? I was gonna say I'd rather stun the audience to silence than everyone going gag noises.
Well, you brought up
beard floss.
I wash it every day.
No, beard, doesn't matter. It's still
just,
weird.
Just the word beard floss is just, enough.
All he does is mix up an E and an A. Yeah. You take parts of your body that are gross and put it inside your body.
To pick out other
Every day. Only when there's stuff stuck in it.
Which is how often?
I don't know, like once a week?
So you eat food once a week that gets stuck in your beard?
Well, no, I chew carefully.
Go through Monday through Friday. What did you eat?
Today?
Monday through Friday. Monday,
I don't know.
Eat?
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Thursday.
Thursday? Thursday. Today?
Monday?
I had a yogurt when I got to work.
No floss.
And then it was someone's birthday, so we had salsa and chips.
Okay. Not much floss.
No floss. Yep. And then for supper, I had tuna sandwich.
Okay, possibly floss, nope. But not really.
But I was home
Let
for that.
Let me finish
so
before you fucking interrupt. Go ahead, Tuesday.
Tuesday, I had yogurt when I got to work.
All right.
Yeah, floss and yogurt out.
And then I had a Subway sandwich.
Okay. Chicken, Mike,
roast beef. It was roast beef.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
Then for supper, I had a tuna sandwich and yogurt.
All right, go ahead. Wednesday.
What was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
Am I shaking?
I don't know. I'm so far surprised by the recall.
You're swaying back and forth.
Wednesday, I had a yogurt at work.
Okay.
Probably an apple. I don't know. Uh-oh. Did I have lunch? Where am I? I don't remember. What was yesterday?
I'm proud of your diet plan.
Oh, I probably didn't have anything for lunch. And then supper, I had a tuna sandwich.
Okay.
And then today.
So your breath smells like ass.
Today. So you got to brush your teeth. It's good for you. And then today, I had yogurt for breakfast. And then I had pizza for lunch.
Yay!
And then I had five vodkas for supper.
Did you have to take the pizza out of your teeth?
No. Nope.
To pick the vodka.
Well, this was a giant waste.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I really, if we should have ended it.
Well, tomorrow.
What did we learn today?
Oh, there we go. That's a good wrap up. What did we learn today?
I want to find a better wrap up because.
No, that's a good one.
It's fine, but whenever I say anything, there's not a big laugh. So it ends awkwardly.
Then you start.
What
did you learn today?
I learned. I don't remember. I don't remember. Oh. I really don't learn much. I really don't. I know that. I learned that I'm rubbing off on two people.
No.
I learned that. Hey, don't worry, John. About your. Jesus Christ! I learned that vodka can hit you really fast. And I learned what. Andy Kaufman is still dead. Next.
I learned that John's loss of virginity was not up to him.
And I learned that floss is easier when you have a beard.
Yeah, grow it, bitch.
Good day, everybody.